0667123666. After these, we'll be going to the comment line and getting someone's views on the cost of living.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Hi, Deirdre here from Mobility Genie Farn 4. Call to our fantastic showroom for extra, extra wide fitting footwear, mobility aids, sports injury supports and lots more, where our friendly team is on hand with over 35 years experience in mobility retail. Phone 066 712 0088 or visit mobilitygenie.ie. Remember, we're now in Farn 4, open Monday to Friday only, 9:30 to 5:30. Mobility Genie, how can we help?
T. Nolan Scania, Castle Island and Raheen Industrial Estate, Limerick, is your one-stop shop for all your commercial vehicle needs. They can service, diagnose, repair and test all makes of heavy commercial vehicles and commercial trailers. They also supply parts, carry out tachograph calibrations, laser alignment and air conditioning regassing. So give us a call to schedule your appointment on 066 714 1140. T. Nolan Scania, your one-stop shop.
Sometimes your search for a new home can feel like it's going nowhere. But every month at AIB, we help hundreds of house hunters become homeowners. Our specialist mortgage team are on hand to help you every step of the way. Moving mortgage applications to mortgage approvals. Changing can we into we can. And turning hoping into owning. Because we don't just help. We help make it happen. Apply for your mortgage today. Online, in branch, or on the phone. AIB, for the life you're after. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank UC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Stephen, did you turn on the heating? It's freezing.
I did, yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
Ah, sugar. Time to call Killarney Oils.
Don't get caught out, just when you need it. Check your oil tank and make sure you call Killarney Oils on 064-6632-007. Heat made simple.
Hi, Stephen here from Kerry Motorworks, the kingdom's name for Ford. Looking to go electric? Call in to see the new Ford EV range, including the Explorer, Capri and Puma Gen E. Now available with 0% finance, a free home charger and 5-year warranty. Terms and conditions apply. See the Ford EV range today at Kerry Motorworks, Mile High, Tralee.
This Tuesday on Talk About, don't miss beauty expert Mary O'Donnell for the Beauty Spot in association with CH Thamal Tralee. She'll be bringing you all the latest news from the beauty industry, testing some of the latest products and treatments, plus answering your questions. So if you like to take care of your face and body, don't miss the Beauty Spot this Tuesday on Talk About, with thanks to CH Thamal Tralee, your one-stop beauty spot.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
Now, welcome back to Kerry Today. Thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for sending on your calls, comments and views. Keep them coming in to us. 066 712 3666. Elma is taking your calls. Love to get your views on this. Junior Minister Christopher O'Sullivan has been saying, he said yesterday that the government is going to look at lowering the rate of the universal social charge on a phased basis over the forthcoming budgets. And he was speaking after the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, called for the scrapping of the USC as part of an emergency budget in her leader's address at the party's Ardesh in Belfast. She also wants a substantial cut to excise and fuel, including the complete removal of carbon tax on home heating oil and green diesel. Sinn Féin also wants a €400 energy credit, a €500 cost of disability payment and additional support for social welfare, pensioners, child benefit and fuel allowance. Now, Christopher O'Sullivan is saying that the government has tweaked the USC over previous budgets and broadened the brackets, and he said that he believes that the USC will be lowered on a phased basis. And that's what he describes over the next few budgets. He says the government is also looking at other taxes, including income tax. At the moment, USC is levied if one's gross income is over €13,000 per year and is taxed at the rate of 0.5% up to €12,000, more or less. 2% from €28,700, if that's how much you earn in a year. 3% from if you're earning over €70,000. And 8% if you're earning More than 70,000. So yeah, actually that 3% is from 29,000 up to about 70,000, and then 8% USC from anyone earning over USC. So yeah, your views on that. And to that we are, and obviously with the situation, with the crisis ongoing in the Middle East and no sign of resolution at the moment, the cost of energy, supply of energy, the availability of energy is very much on people's minds, as is the cost of living. And on Friday, I read a comment from a listener who took me to task, and I think rightly so, when I said that that, you know, Ireland is that maybe that tourism can be more expensive in than compared to other European countries. And someone pointed out, I disagree with your comments that it's more expensive to holiday in Ireland than Spain. I rent a holiday home in Killarney every year for €1,069. That means it only costs us €25 per person each night. Can you beat that? And I asked you to send in your comments about any great value that you've been experiencing holidaying or going out for a meal or a dinner or a drink or some sort of entertainment here in Kerry and indeed in Ireland. Well, we got a voice note in response to that comment I read out, and I'd love to get your views on it.
Tressa, good morning. I'm just after listening to your comment there about the person that is renting a holiday home, and they have been doing so for years in Killarney. They are probably renting off the same person, same family. They have built a rapport with them, and the family or the providers know that these are trustworthy people. This is fantastic that they can afford to do so. If you look at comparison between us and other European countries, our food is expensive, our drinks are expensive, our wine is expensive, our soft drinks are expensive, our petrol and diesel are expensive. So if you were driving, the cost of filling your car to get from wherever they're coming from to Killarney, trains can be expensive, then taxis may be involved. At least when you go to other European countries, food and drink is inexpensive in comparison to Ireland. So while they feel they are getting a fantastic rate on the house, have they looked into the other costs, as in food, drink, petrol, diesel, etc.?
And that's the view of one listener who sent that voice note to us, 083 300 3300. Thank you for getting in touch. One thing I would say is, and there's a lot of validity to the points that she's made, for example, when we're comparing Spain to Ireland, the average wage, the average salary in Spain is around €27,000. That was back in 2022, so that was 4 years ago. So the average wage salary, annual salary in Spain is €27,000, compared to the average salary in Ireland, which is over €44,000. So there's a big difference there. And obviously that would be reflected in the cost of services and that. And I don't think any of us want to, especially in these times, to see our salaries reduced. So I would make that point to that listener. And also maybe as well, you could argue that there's been a big expansion in public transport in recent years. And certainly the cost of using the local link bus is very affordable. I understand as well, also maybe some of the prices have gone down on rail services, although will that change given the energy situation that the whole world finds ourselves in? Awaits to be seen. So the debate continues, and I'd love to get your views on that. As I said, I particularly love to hear from people who've had a great experience, who've said, yes, notwithstanding the cost of living in Ireland, I think what I got in a hotel, night out, eating out, it was great value. I'd love to hear your views on that, just to maybe provide a certain balance to debate, because too often, and rightly so, we do highlight when people are excessively charged. But there's also another side to it as well. So get in touch with us on 066 712 3666. To more of your comments on the GAA, beware of the dark horses. Cork. They could do the double this year, says one listener. Another person on foot of the interview we had with Tim at the start of the programme, Tim Moynihan, GA, sports commentator for Radio Kerry. Too many competitions in Kerry. What's the ordinary guy supposed to do? Sit and watch the seniors play. That's in response to some comments made by Jack O'Connor after the Clare game. And also Irish dancing. A caller has two granddaughters who take part in Irish dancing competitions in the USA. He agrees a lot with what Ellen Coyne is saying, and this is the interview with Ellen Coyne, the Irish Times political correspondent who's written a book, Dirty Dancing, the Inside Story of the Irish Dancing Cheating Scandal. It was Ellen who broke that story a number of years ago. Anyway, this listener agrees a lot of what Ellen is saying. He thinks that too much of the competition pressure comes from the mothers of the girls. He says, isn't it always the case that there are vast amounts of money involved? And sometimes, in a minority of cases, I'm sure, that was the allegations, and as is made in the book, that there was some competition fixing, but the investigation came to naught, it collapsed. And the person says, in general, in life, in any situation, you will always find some levels of corruption in any situation, in any organisation or any sort of code or competition. And this listener says, at the end of the day, this is a multi-million euro industry at the end of the day, absolutely, and notwithstanding the vast majority of people, involved in Irish dancing, teachers, the organising committees involved, they do it for the love of it. But in any event, I think it's just human nature. Unfortunately, you may always find some people who are driven to succeed at all costs. But the majority of people do not. And in relation to Scaravine, thank you. I was saying I wish the great Frank King was still with us, because he would school me well in Scaravine and the dates. But there are people out there who still have that knowledge and pass it on. Agnes and Kells says, good morning, Trasa. Scaravine is still with us, April 15th to May 15th. Thank you. Best wishes from Kells, says Agnes. Thank you, Agnes. Scaravine, says another listener, occurs in the last 2 weeks of April and the first 2 weeks of May. Thank you again for letting me know that. And on cycling, the fact that Irish cyclists don't feel safe on our roads. Jimmy Cullinan contacted the show. He thinks it's very important, if you're cycling, that you should have mirrors on your bike to make you aware if there's traffic coming up behind or beside you. A very simple but extremely effective safety measure. Another listener points out there's a rented bike scheme available at Tralee train station. Another person says it's unbelievable that there are still cyclists on the main Tralee to Phoenix road when there is a greenway provided. What is wrong with them? Anyway, keep your comments and calls coming into us on the show. On the way, we will be bringing our episode three of Voices of the Future. The first two episodes were played on Talkabout last week by David Nelligan.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
There are some great ads, aren't there? You know that ad, the one with the lizard on the vacuum cleaner going around the city? We didn't make that ad. And you know the one, it's so sweet, where they fixed the old lady's squeaky gate at Christmas? We didn't make that one either. At the Advertising Standards Authority, we don't make the ads, but we do draw up the code that keeps the ads up to standard. Honest, decent and true. If you'd like to have input on the code, visit adstandards.ie. Advertising Standards Authority. Keeping ads up to standard.
Enjoy more value at Macaulay with a 5 off €30 voucher when you spend over €30 in-store, from health essentials to beauty favourites. Proudly supporting our community for over 70 years. Macaulay. Better care starts local. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know where to start with AI? AI is an everyday tool that can help you in lots of ways. And you don't need to be tech savvy to use it. Learn how to use AI to save time, get organised, and stay safe online by visiting aiready.ie. This is a message from the Government of Ireland.
Fill your trolley with great value this week at Super Value. 3 for €10 on offers like Irish beef mince and salmon darns. Selected €8 wines like Dada No. 1 and Griffon Prosecco. Plus selected 6 to 8 beer cans packed from €12 like Heineken. Check your rewards app for vouchers. T's and C's apply, excludes alcohol. Super Value. Still super, now better value. Please drink responsibly, DRS applies.
Radio Kerry Sport is your perfect co-driver this weekend for all that's happening during the Rally of the Lakes Killarney. With thanks to Dineen O'Donoghue Motors, Cork Road, Killarney. Home of the high-spec Suzuki Vitara, S-Cross, Swift and the new fully electric Vitara E. Tune in for lots of previews, interviews and up-to-date reports from the Rally of the Lakes throughout the weekend. All with thanks to Dineen O'Donoghue, Cork Road, Killarney. The name in Kerry for Suzuki.
Text your comments to 083 300 3300.
Now, produced by Connie Broderick and Joe McGill, Voices of the Future in Kerry is an 8-part series where young people from across the county take the mic to tell their own stories. From climate action and mental health to politics, media and the Irish language, this series connects what's happening in their lives to the bigger issues shaping their future. In this episode of Voices of the Future in Kerry, Christian Glazier looks at how young people are speaking up on the issues that matter to them, from mental health to school life and youth facilities. He hears from members of Kerry Corlin and Óg and from Councillor Michael Foley, the Coherlock of Kerry County Council, the Mayor of Kerry, on how these voices are being heard at a local level.